Story and a song, story and a song, words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song, hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Batt.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave.
Are they there?
They're coming, Bat Lamb.
Where are they?
Oh, they're probably tearing themselves away from their Easter eggs.
Easter eggs?
Yeah. It's Easter Sunday, Bat Lamb.
Oh, I didn't get any Easter eggs.
Oh, well, maybe the children might share some of theirs.
Kia ora!
Batland's pleased to see you. Who has eaten a bit of chocolate today?
Me!
Yeah!
Chocolate? Did you bring some for me?
Oh, Batland wants to know. Batland's just worked out it's Easter Sunday and she hasn't had any chocolate eggs.
No.
I don't think chocolate's very good for sheep anyway.
Probably like dogs. They're probably not good for them.
We've had a little bit of chocolate, haven't we?
Yeah, with ginger.
Anyway, what a glorious day it's been on Waiheke Island. I hope it's been a lovely day where you are.
Yes, sun's been shining. It was a bit cold this morning, though.
Ah, yes. Autumn is definitely on its way. And although we're celebrating Easter this weekend, which is a northern spring festival and a Christian celebration, actually here outside our window it is autumn and harvest time.
I like harvest time.
What do you like about it, Bat Lamb?
There's lots of nice things to eat. I like the apples.
Yeah. Anyway, it's harvest here and we thought we'd start off with a harvest song.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means it's the time of year in our gardens that things have been growing all summer and we get to go and collect the food that has been growing. In fact, I've got a few things here, but I'm going to share them as we sing the song.
Ah, is this going to be like a quiz?
Kind of, yeah, like a quiz. So it goes like this. This is an old English harvest song. We have ploughed, we have sown, we have reaped and we have mown. We've brought home all the load. Hip, 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 the harvest home. Okay, we've brought home all the load. Here is the first thing we've brought home from our mother. Oh!
What is that?
Well, come on. What do we think it is?
I hope it doesn't attack me.
My vegetables don't attack lambs. Does anyone know what this vegetable is? Ooh.
It looks like a submarine.
A yellow submarine.
An orange submarine. We all live in an orange submarine. It's not a submarine. It's not a submarine. Is anyone going to guess what this one is? Nobody. All right, I have to tell everyone. This is a butternut.
A butternut? Is that related to a peanut?
No. It's like a type of pumpkin.
Oh, well, I guess it's a little bit orange. What a strange shape!
Yeah, no, I really like these because they're much easier to cut than pumpkins. All right, we'll do another one. All right, sing the song again.
Okay, here we go.
We have ploughed, we have sown, we have reaped and we have mown. We brought home all the load.
Hip, 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 the harvest home!
Oh, you're a quick learner, Bat Lamb. All right, okay, I'll do an easy one this time. What is this one?
Oh, I know this one.
Okay, don't guess. Let's see if someone else can get it.
Apples.
Oh, yes. Yay. Who likes apples? Yay.
I like apples.
Yeah, you do, Bat Lamb. Well, we've had so many apples at home. We had a big apple bration. We made apple pies and strudels and apple tarts.
It was so yummy.
Wow. Yeah. You didn't invite me again.
No.
Oh, well, it was kind of one of those human affairs, you know. You probably wouldn't even be able to reach the table. I think you should stick with eating green grass. Okay, everyone was good at that one. All right. right, there we go again.
We have plowed, we have sown, we have reaped, and we have mown. We brought home all the load.
My turn! Hang on, Pete.
But you have to do it with the music.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, that doesn't look as nice as an apple.
A potato.
Okay, I got a question.
What's that question? Like, do you want to eat the potato?
No. Does a potato grow on a tree, on a vine, in a bush, or somewhere else? Who knows where potatoes grow?
Somewhere else.
Behind Pete's
somewhere
ears.
Somewhere else, she said.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, they don't grow on trees.
They don't?
Nope. And they don't grow on bushes.
No.
And they don't grow on a vine like the butternut and the pumpkin.
In the ground.
They grow in the ground, that's right. They're what we call a tuber.
A tuber? Like as in bop, bop, bop.
No. As in kumara and potatoes. They're tubers. They grow in the ground. Pretty good at this. All right, I've got one more. I have to warn you, the last one is very hard.
It's all been pretty hard. Okay, I'm going to do the hip, hip bit.
All right,
okay,
hip, hip.
All right, you got to come in on time, though. Here we go.
You ready?
We have plowed, we have sown, we have reaped, and we have mown. We brought home all the load.
Hip, 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 the harvest home.
That's right, okay. This is a fruit that's just started to come ripe in our garden, and we look forward to it every year.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's round and green.
Is it a feijoa?
That's a good guess. Because feijoas... Who's been eating feijoas? Oh, nobody's got feijoas. Oh, because they're like our real Easter eggs, I think, feijoas.
Is it a green egg?
No. It's a bit egg-shaped, but it's not a green egg.
Well, I don't know what that is.
No, I don't know if anyone here has ever eaten one of these.
Where does it come from?
Well, originally, its first place that it used to grow in the world was over in Central and Southern America.
Oh.
Yeah, like lots of nice things that we eat. But, you know, grows very well in Waiheke, doesn't it?
Yeah, likes it here.
Yeah, likes it here. This is a sapote.
A what?
A sapote.
Yeah. I suppose it's a sapote.
I suppose it's a sapote.
Oh, Pete, that's such a dad joke.
That lamb. All right, so you take the green skin off the outside, and inside it's all creamy and white. It's a bit like a cherry moir, if any of you have ever eaten a cherry moir. And I tell you what, if you get all the white flesh out and you put it into a bowl and then you add a bit of cocoa powder and mix it up, it's like chocolate pudding.
Whoa, yum.
Wow, chocolate pudding fruit. Why don't we just call it chocolate pudding fruit?
Well, there is actually a chocolate variety, a brown one, a brown sapote, but I don't grow those ones, just the green ones that you can add cocoa to.
Is that them all?
Yep.
It's the lot.
That was the end of the fruit and vegetable quiz. You guys did really well.
Mm.
Who's got a garden where they live with some things growing in it? Not Lena and Gregor, because it's only just starting to warm up in Sweden. Actually, they're in the right place to be celebrating Easter because it's springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we should call Easter Harfeaster. Pete says that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but I thought it was quite a good kind of combination of Easter
kind of clever.
And harvest and feast, because you have all these. Oh, look at them all.
Wow, there's that apple again.
Yeah, I know you like apples. You can have it later on. And we hope that you will have a happy harvest and find lots of good things to eat, maybe in your garden. Maybe in your neighbor's garden. Frankie and Jude, you're here on the island, so there's the wild fruit trees on the sides of the road that are for everyone to share. So maybe you might be able to go and pick some of those. We picked some peaches the other day, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And yummy. We bottled those up to eat in winter.
And guavas.
Mmm. It's a wonderful thing, harvest, and it's a wonderful thing to share your kai with your friends and your family. So thank you all for coming along for our half-feaster Easter Sunday Bat Cave celebration. And
Oh, what's Batland doing?
I think Batland's fallen asleep.
Is she eating the fruit?
Batland? Are you awake, Batland? What are you doing over there? What have you got, Batland? What have you been doing?
Nothing.
What have you got in your mouth, Batlam?
Nothing.
It looks like apple to me,
Batlam. Have you been eating that, you delicious apple?
Yeah.
Can you finish chewing? Because you can't talk with your mouth full, Batlam.
Whoops. Oh, dear.
We'll have to have a bit of a tidy up now, Batlam.
It was delicious.
Yes, it is. Apples are delicious at this time of year. And what a great thing to eat. Probably a lot better for you than chocolate eggs.
Debatable, but
yeah. All right. Take care.
All right.
And we'll see you later. Next time.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.